and today our special guest, all the way from the Hoosier Hills Career Center, is the director and our good friend Alan Defoe. Alan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Keith. I'm fine. And you, sir?
Busy times this morning, as we know. The semester rolling on. Keith is out. Keith was injured in a football accident. Oh. Can you believe that? And he is rehabbing.
So
he has left me all by myself here. But I've got both hands on the wheel this morning. And we know you guys are very busy at the Hoosier Hills Career Center. And you've got a big regional event coming up. We always think, hey, what's going on just here? But you guys have your partnership with Crane has really opened up some doors. And tell us what's going on with the CTE-3 Summit.
Very good. Well, what we are doing, we obtained a CTE awareness grant last year, and part of that was to put on a CTE-3 awareness grant or a summit down at Crane. And what CTE-3 stands for is Explore, Expand, and Educate. And the event is going to be held at the Westgate Academy down at Crane, and we're bringing in, 500 kids from probably 20-plus high schools in the area that go from Martinsville to Washington, Indiana, French Lick to the Illinois border. And what's going to happen there, they're going to have presentations from Hoosier Hills Career Center, other career centers in terms of the programs we have, what students do. We're going to have presentations next from Ivy Tech, Vincennes, Indiana State, and then presentations by companies and businesses in the region for students to see what they do. And finally, on the upper floor, they're going to have mock interviews put on by our industry and business friends. So it's going to be a busy day Friday down there at Westgate Academy, and our hope is that students will have an opportunity to sit down, talk to some people, see what things are available out there, and help them make career decisions.
Alan Defoe is our guest this morning. He's the director of the Hoosier Hills Career Center. Alan, for people that aren't familiar, where do you operate, and who do you serve here in the MCCSE?
Well, we are on the Bloomington North campus on the backside near the athletic fields, and it's kind of an interesting situation that we have here. We serve Monroe County Schools. We serve MSD Martinsville, Owen Valley Schools, Richland Bean Blossom, and Eastern.
So you're like
Green.
A regional hub as well.
Yes, we are, and we've combined with three other either career centers or co-ops in the area to put on this CTE summit.
Very nice. And advanced manufacturing projects are on the horizon as well. Tell us about what that entails.
Yes, we've worked very closely with the Region 8 Works Council, of which I'm a member, and they're a group of business and industry people who have looked at the economic region and decided that, you know, there are certain kind of jobs that we are trying to promote. And one of those jobs happens to deal with advanced manufacturing and CNC machining. And so what they have asked us to do is to look into starting a advanced manufacturing, specializing in CNC manufacturing, dealing with CNC lathes and CNC mills. So we are pursuing that.
Now, with all of that technology, you're getting kids ready for the next level. What is the next step? Obviously, people that not everybody, not colleges for everybody. Are you trying to get the next generation's workforce feet wet and get them ready for the next level?
Yes, we're doing both, as a matter of fact. In this program that we're looking at, what we want to do is have a junior class where students will come in here and they will study specifically CNC, the milling machine that we have here, and all of the programming that goes with that. This summer, we want them to take an internship with a company that would sponsor them. Then when they come back for their senior year, the next part of the program involves CNC lathe work. So we'll have a lathe in here, CNC lathe. After they graduate, we want them to go to work for that company that sponsored them in a paid internship, and also work down at the Westgate Academy in additional training on CNC, come out of there and either decide to go off on a college program and get an associate's degree in advanced manufacturing or go right straight into the industry that they've studied for.
Excellent. And again, giving kids an opportunity, I think that's what it's all about. And some of those opportunities, you'll meet with local counselors to give them the information to pass on for that career path.
Yes, we do. What we do, this is kind of a tradition we have at the Career Center. When we have our Do Drop In, we have a Thanksgiving dinner. It's always the Thursday before Thanksgiving vacation. So what we do is we bring in all the counselors from all of our sending high schools and all of our districts and our middle school counselors also. And what we do is we talk to them about new programs that we are planning. We give them tours of the facilities. We hand out our course description books for the next year and talk about what programs that we are trying to promote and how that's going to impact their students and set their students up for careers or college.
Now, Alan, if someone is listening right now and wants more information for their son, daughter, grandson, granddaughter, aunt, uncle, niece, nephew, whatever it could be, where is the best place to find information on the Hoosier Hills Career Center?
Well, all you would have to do would be to go to the mccsc.edu website.
Too easy. We like that. We like that. That's too easy.
Look up Hoosier Hills. We're under the list of schools there, sir.
Perfect. Alan, we appreciate your time here on a Tuesday morning, and you guys have some great things happening. I know we'll get caught up with you in the spring and see what else is on the docket. So a great service you guys provide getting kids ready for that next step, and we appreciate your time this morning.
Well, I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to tell people the great things we do here.